ABC Radio Australia.
And switching gears now to sports, it's another year and yet another revamped version of the World Rugby 7 Series kicks off in Dubai this weekend. Fiji goes into the event as last year's winners, while Fijiana won't want to repeat their wooden spoon performance from 12 months ago. With only 8 teams in the elite groups now, Samoa has missed out, but they know what they have to do to get back to the top. Here's Richard Uwat with more.
The Fijians began and ended last season's World Series with a bang, taking out the first tournament in Dubai and the last in Singapore. But the side faded when it came to the grand final in Los Angeles and ended up in seventh spot. Now head coach Jose Colonassau has a very simple plan, which he believes can take his team to the world title this time.
We know that when we keep the ball for a long time, we score a lot of tries. We use the ball pretty well and the talent we have. And, you know, if we keep the ball for a long time, we always score, as it shows in our analysis. The longer we keep the ball, we break teams down easily.
But the coach knows his side has to defend as well or risk the consequences, and he wants all his players involved.
You can see me shouting at the boys, chase back, you know, vocal about it. Because I know if, you know, we work hard in attack, we should always work hard in defense as well. And something I'm telling the boys, if we're good in defense, it's not a guarantee, but we're going to be 80% there during the final when it comes around if we're really good in defense.
Fijiana had a better time of it at grand final, finishing fifth, and they'll be looking to build on that with some young new players in the ranks. But coach Richard Walker echoes Asea Colonassau's sentiments. Fijian flair with ball in hand is great, but not so good if you leak tries at the other end.
The biggest thing we learned from last year is to really focus on our defense. We know Fijians are just naturally gifted attackers, so there's not really much that we need to teach them on that side. We just probably need to teach them some structure, and when they get into trouble, of how to get out of trouble using their teammates. So we're really focusing on the defensive side, so we hope that it comes to fruition in Dubai.
And new partnerships struck by the Fiji Rugby Union have helped with team preparation. Osea Colonassau is grateful to both their hosts and to Qatar, whose input has allowed Fiji to get a head start in Dubai.
Dubai, we're taking 13 place, and there's going to be 5 players that are going to play for Dubai Invitational outside, and those players will play. If we have an injury, we can just select from the 5 that are there. That's why we are excited, and excited especially with UAE Rugby giving us an opportunity, and Qatar Rugby as well, paying for us to come early, and we want to thank them, then that's allowing us to prepare really well.
Meanwhile, Fiji's long-time rivals Samoa now know the pathway they have to follow to get back to the elite group. Their journey will also begin in Dubai in mid-January when they take on Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Hong Kong, Italy, Madagascar and Tonga. The Tongan Rugby Union were on the brink of scrapping their sevens team on funding grounds, but it would seem the new look competition has persuaded them to carry on. So the ideal result would be for Tonga and Samoa to finish top two, because that would mean progress to Division 2, where the winning team after 3 rounds in Kenya, Uruguay and Brazil would secure promotion to the top level. And Samoa's women's team are also in the mix with the chance to follow the same route to the top as the Manu.